Jason Swain touchdown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's time for the Swain event with your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give me two slaps and a red flag.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. It is hump day, 5 minutes past the top of the hour. May the 12th, Ben McKee, Jason Swain, live here from the Low T Center studio. My man Ben, good morning, individual.
Good morning. How be you?
Man, feeling great. I would say looking great, but that would be a lie. But man, feeling good this morning, man. Feeling good this morning.
That's
slept like a baby last night.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad that you slept like a baby.
You didn't?
I never sleep enough during the week.
I feel you, man. I feel you. The older you get, the less sleep you really need.
Well, it's my own fault. Because it's not like I have three kids like you. It's my own fault that I'm not responsible enough to go to bed at a reasonable time. As someone who has to wake up early and try to appear coherent with his words on the airwaves in the morning. And instead, I was watching an episode of Law and Order SVU. That's the show that I've picked up. Is Law and Order. I love Law and Order.
Well, Ice-T talking about Ice-T and SVU.
Yes, but I started from the beginning. So like there's 22 seasons, and I decided to try and tackle that monster. So I started season one. So I just finished season one, and the first episode he ever appeared in was actually the one that I watched last night.
The way Ice-T responds to people on Twitter is the way I want to.
You should. Why can't you?
It's like, it's Ice-T. If I could do like a mix between Ice-T and Kurt Herbstreit, man, that would be awesome.
Doesn't he have like an idiot of the day? Or I don't know if that's the exact words he uses, but he has something like that.
Man, it is so hilarious. So hilarious. Download the free Swain Event app for Android, Apple devices. Listen to us online at SwainEvent.com. View the show, YouTube, by going and subscribing to the YouTube Swain Event page. You can also like the Swain Event Facebook page. Get that alert each and every time that we go live. Also view the show on Twitter at Swain Event. Big meat. All right.
Larry Hoover.
All right.
Whipping work.
Let's not waste any time this morning.
Hallelujah.
Let's not waste any time this morning. Tennessee announced yesterday that the opener versus Bowling Green moved up 2 days to September the 2nd. It is going to be at 8 p.m. It's going to be on SEC Network. Tennessee sent out a release after Volquez dropped it a little bit earlier. First-year head coach Josh Heupel and his Volunteers will make their debut in a nationally televised SEC Network primetime game Thursday, September the 2nd against Bowling Green in Neyland Stadium. Kickoff is slated for 8 p.m. So last night, I dropped a poll on the Swain Event app. How do you feel about the 2021 season opener versus Bowling Green move to Thursday night? And so you can go and vote there. The answers, well, the questions is, the options is approve or disapprove. So you can approve it, you can disapprove. Let's know how you feel about the season opener move to Thursday night.
I disapprove of the 8 p.m. kick prior to us having to do a Friday morning show. I disapprove of the kickoff time. Can we not do it at like 4 o'clock, please?
I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm glad you mentioned that because here's a question that everyone needs to ask themselves. And I still got the intro playing in my head right now, so that's why I'm kind of dancing a little bit while I'm talking. I can't get the music out of my head. So
you're just blowing money fast. It's okay.
So I don't have like a condition or anything. I'm not hungover or anything. So don't.
You do
don't,
have a condition.
Don't judge me. I hear music still. But here's what you have to ask yourself. Tennessee's putting out this release. Tennessee's moving the game to Thursday, 2 days before it was scheduled to be played. Ask yourself this. Is it about you?
Yes.
Or is it about you?
Me.
I repeat. Is it about you? Or is it about you? What does that mean? Our initial reaction as human beings, especially in the Western Hemisphere, is me. My convenience, my experience. How does it affect me? So is it about you personally? How does this interrupt my life? How does it fit in with my schedule? How does it work out for me? The other question is it about you? Well, the you I'm referring to is the university. Short for University of Tennessee. So, is it about you? Which one weighs heavy or heavier? So, when I first heard the news, which was not yesterday, I started weighing pros and cons. So, looking at both sides of it. You know, kind of a Swain Event thing here. I start weighing pros and cons. I think we did this in like middle school, didn't we? No, we do this all the time. Even being a grown up, we do this all the time.
I don't like being a grown up.
Whenever we make big decisions. Ben, you had a recent big decision to make with your career. And I'm pretty sure that you made a list of pros and cons, whether you did it. You put pencil to pad or if you did it mentally, but whenever you move into another home, sell a home, decide that you want to have another child, or they just kind of pop up, whatever happens. you buy a new car. Any big time career move, any big time life changing decision that you have to make, there's a pros and a con section. And you make a list. Think about the last time you bought a car. Ben, this doesn't apply to you because we know the car was given to you because you have a charger. It's given to you by Nick Saban.
Correct.
But think about the last time you bought a car. You go, okay, I like this car. Why? Because it looks good, right? It looks good. Mm-hmm. It's pro. You go and you see, ooh, not that great on gas mileage. That's really important right now. That's a con. It's a really good price, but I don't like the color. That's a con. How about maintenance? How about repairs? I like the car, but we know it's a machine, and at some point it's going to need to be serviced, and it may need some repairs. The repairs are way too much. That's a con. The resale value. Oh, the resale value is great. That's a pro. At the end of the line, after you've written down your pros and your cons, you determine, okay, does the cons outweigh the pros or the pros outweigh the cons? And then you make your decision. Not saying that you make a decision based on perfection, one side being just having all the check marks and the other side not having any at all. No, there's pros and cons with every situation. Whatever you decide to make a point to your significant other, husband or wife, you know you're right. Then you have to decide, do I really want to let my significant other know I'm right on this one? Or should I just let it go? Is this a time? Well, the pros is I'm going to feel good being right. The con is it's going to be a damn argument, going to have an attitude. I ain't got time for all that. So we weigh out the pros and cons all the time in our lives. All the time. All the time. Well, I did the same thing here, Ben. Start listing the pros and the cons, moving this game to Thursday. Let's start with the cons, Ben. The cons for the Swain event is, my goodness, we got to get up early in the morning. After going to the game, because it's one thing to go to the game and be able to leave at 12 o'clock. It's another thing when you have to sit there and write and all that stuff, and you ain't probably going to leave the game until 1:30 or 2. Did you hear me, Ben? I said, you are probably not going to leave the game until 1:30 or 2. So for you, as in personally, it's a late ending.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I might be asleep by the third quarter. I'm just kidding.
Just wait till Tennessee pulls an Appalachian State.
I hope not. So one of the cons is, hey, it's going to be a late game on a Thursday. Okay, on a Thursday, it's school. Right. All right. What's another con? Can you think of any more? Oh, I got one. Local businesses that count on the weekend game.
And there are, along the same lines, there are fans who simply can't take off work and drive from out of town to attend the game. I'm sure there are some who already had tickets, and because now it's during the week, they can no longer make it. Or there were people planning on going, but because it's a weeknight, can no longer make it.
That's what I got. I got three local businesses and weekend. I got travel for some fans. I got a late ending on the weekday. I got three. Check the text box. I know there's some here in the text box. Let's see. I'm looking for those cons. I mean, not Georgia Bulldog players. I mean, like, cons to the question here. Those are different type of cons we're talking about. Huh? Say something?
Mm-mm.
Oh. I think we had the last group. I think we had the last incident, though, Tennessee, though.
Not only the last incident, but given the fact that our most productive defensive player last year was dealing drugs. Don't know that we should be throwing shade, that type of shade, in anybody's direction at the moment.
He's not on team, man. Don't count. Yeah, he's not on team, man. Don't count. He don't count at all. So cons, I don't have any more besides those three.
For me personally, I don't have any more.
I mean, let's get the cons out of the way. Where are they?
Well, here's one for T. Diddy. He doesn't know whether his wife will be able to go with him. Which,
I don't know if that's a con or a pro.
That T-Diddy. May be a pro. I guess it depends on. SB4Vols84 says relevant teams don't play on Thursdays.
That's not
but
true.
But Ohio State is playing the same night.
That's not true. That's
Ohio
not
State's true. Pretty relevant last
night.
That's
not true. Hey, boy, that's not true. Matt, you, here's a perfect example of not pushing sin or really thinking a take through before letting it flow. Don't just come up with things of reasons why Tennessee should be playing on Thursday. Don't make it up. Because yesterday on Twitter, I had someone tell me, oh, man, I thought I was seeing double. I thought I needed to go get my eyes checked.
You probably do. You're getting a little old anyway.
I got 20/20 vision. Like, I had someone tell me, kind of sad, I get your point, but Tennessee shouldn't need to move games to Thursday for exposure, but we ain't Tennessee anymore. I don't even know what that means. Because last time I checked, you always need exposure. Always. Not sometimes, not a little bit, not here and there. Always. Bama has been playing different games and neutral sites, played in Dallas, played in Atlanta. You got Nick Saban being part of the NFL, you know, draft coverage. Now, why in the hell would he do that? Because he surely doesn't need to do it. You don't always do what you need to do. Jeff Bezos don't need you to go to Amazon.com or order anything. But he sure appreciates it. He sure still have Amazon.com alive and running. He don't need any more money, but he's still cashing them checks. Elon Musk don't need any money, but he can't wait to sell you a Tesla. Ohio State don't need any exposure, but guess who's playing on Thursday? September the 2nd. Ohio State. The team that played for a national championship. The team that's right there with Alabama and Clemson on top of college football. So try again. Let's try again. Exposure is not something you get. It's not like going to Golden Corral and being like, oh, man, there's exposure all on the menu. And I'm just going to eat up exposure. And then when I get full, I don't need any more exposure. Hey, you going to have any dessert? No, I'm full on exposure. I'm good. I don't need any more exposure. No. You always want exposure. You can never have enough. You can never get full on exposure. Nick Saban does a lot of things that he's doing, and they're dominating college football, Because he wants more exposure. Why did Tennessee agree to play UCLA? Cal. Huh? You think we just wanted to play in front of the palm trees?
Wanted to visit the West Coast.
You think we just wanted to visit the West Coast?
Yeah.
No, it's for exposure. Why? Because Tennessee is a national brand that recruits from coast to coast. Exposure. Personally, it's a little inconvenient for me and a little inconvenient for Ben McKee. But the bigger picture is that this is good for Tennessee.
Well, and honestly, for me personally, just my personal pros and cons, there's only one on each side of the pros and cons list. For me personally, the con is that I'm going to be up really late and then have to turn around and get up really early. But whatever, I don't care. I love my job. I'm more than happy to write about a football game and then get up and talk about a football game. That's not a big deal in the grand scheme of things. Like, I'm more than happy to do it. But it still won't be necessarily fun. But the pro for me, and this is why I personally love the Thursday game, and it's because I have the ability to live in Knoxville, and I don't have to worry about traveling late after the game, and getting to the game won't be an issue for me because I live 15 minutes from campus. I get to watch football this weekend or that weekend. I get to watch the other football games that weekend. Typically, I don't get to watch a ton of other SEC college football. So, for me, I love the fact that it's on Thursday because I can sit down and watch football all day Saturday. I don't typically get that luxury. So, that's literally the only reason that I love that it's going to be played on a Thursday. Yeah, let's get the Bowling Green game out of the way. It'll be at night, which sure defeats a noon game on Saturday or a 4 o'clock game on the SEC Network, which is still going to be on the SEC Network, but 8 o'clock is better than noon or 4 o'clock. So let's go ahead and get it out of the way. It's a night game. I love night games in Neyland. Pretty dope. And then I get to watch football all weekend.
I got something I'm going to drop, and I'm going to get to C-Mac. Oh, I got another con. Attendance. You know, there may be attendance may be down. I mean, I don't know. It's a possibility that attendance could be up because we're talking about Tennessee opening game against Bowling Green. That sounds like Jefferson Pilot to me. That sounds like Jefferson Pilot noon. And I remember my first game as a Tennessee Volunteer. I was miserable. I went from playing high school football on Friday nights, my first collegiate game. It had to be 237 degrees. Outside, it was noon. We played Fresno State, and I wasn't playing like I thought I should be playing. So I started like looking up in the stands, and I was seeing like ushers and fans being carried out of the stadium. Folks looked like they was dehydrating, being carried off on stretchers. That's what y'all want? Y'all want that? Who wants that? It had to be 172 degrees out there. It was muggy. It was miserable. It was terrible. Anyways, think about this. On a serious note, I'm going to get to C-Mac. This morning, as I was going to pick up Ben and I was looking at my gas light being on, I was thinking about over the years doing this show, how many Vol fans we have lost. We have lost people on Twitter that we have had a relationship with that we never met personally. I think about Selena Summers. Never met her personally. Well, she passed away a couple months ago. I think about Big Ben, passed away a couple years ago, cancer. I'm thinking about folks that used to listen to the show or Tennessee fans that's not with us anymore. And I wonder, would they be complaining and whining about going to a Tennessee game on a Thursday night when you really only get 6 or 7 of these opportunities a year? It's one night. Oh, you got work. Guess what? It is May the 12th. I think you got plenty of time to request a day off. And if you know about a game in May for September and you have not planned properly to have some PTO time, that means you need management help. You need to manage your off time better.
Or it means that it should not be a big deal to you either way.
Because I remember how uncomfortable, inconvenient, terrible the Battle of Bristol was after the fact. But that was a cool moment. That was history. That was freaking amazing. It was totally worth it. All right, let's get to C-Mac. C-Mac, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Swain.
What's up, C-Mac?
Another day, another opportunity to be great. I have a constructive con.
Yes, let's hear it, man. You must be on the East Coast, man, because you called in the first hour.
Yeah, still, I'm gonna hurt. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna be hurting next week. I'm really gonna be hurting next week. But we'll get there when we get there. Constructive con.
All right, what you got?
In this, I'm worried about pulling the game up if that's going to cut into preparation time for the team. New staff, new schemes, new offense. I guess relatively. Sort of new defense. Moving the game up to Thursday, was that also on the front end of like summer camp, fall camp? Does that give us the opportunity to start a couple of days sooner?
Yep.
Man, Mac, you on time, man. Go ahead, Ben.
Because the game moves up 2 days from Saturday to Thursday, Tennessee will start fall camp 2 days earlier.
Holler at your boy.
Hey, I got something else for you, C-Mac. I'm glad you brought that up, man. I am so glad you brought that up. Oh, I got something else for you. I wonder who thought about this when they were, complaining about this game being moved up. C-Mac, you know who we play second?
Yes. That's the game I'm most interested in. I have a follow-up question about this. Who? We play Pittsburgh.
We play Pittsburgh, right? We play Pittsburgh second. Yes. So we know what the Florida game, the Georgia game, and the Alabama game is going to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know the potential outcomes in that game, right?
Win. A lot of points and win.
We're not going to win those games against Florida.
Hey, it's a coin flip. But we digress. We digress. Go ahead.
C-Mac, I need you to wake up. I need you to wake up, C-Mac.
I am awake. I just got – wait. I just asked a really good question.
I need you to wake up. I know, but you sometimes – and people sleepwalk and they find themselves.
Touché.
Or they say things they don't mean when they're tired.
Yeah. I mean, you can sleepwalk and still, tell me 2 + 2 = 4. That don't mean that you awake. So I need Touché. You to wake Touché. Up, C-Mac.
Touché. Okay.
Alabama, Florida, Georgia. Those are L's, okay?
Mm-hmm.
C-Mac.
Yep.
All right. You with me? All right.
I'm with you.
So you have South Alabama, you have Bowling Green, you have some other games that you can say, all right, that's wins. Then you have some toss-up games, okay? You have toss-up mm-hmm. games that are very, very important that you win to generate some momentum, right?
Yep.
Well, when you're looking at the schedule – sometimes ADs look at the schedule and coaches, they work together. They go, hey, let's try to get a bye week before we play South Carolina or Missouri or, Kentucky or whatever. You try to get a bye week in before you play a certain team. It's called an advantage. Well, how about this? Anybody think about this? By playing Bowling Green on Thursday, 2 days earlier, you have now put yourself in position to have 2 extra days of prep for Pittsburgh.
Ooh. Okay.
Anybody thought about that?
I don't think so.
A game that's important. It's an important toss-up game. It's an important non-conference toss-up game at the beginning of the season because we know how important it is to go into the Florida game 3-0. Going to SEC play 3-0. You need to create some momentum. 2 extra days that you can prepare for Pitt while Pitt is playing their first game. Hold on. I'll tell you. Pitt's playing their first game on the 4th. So you have gained 2 prep days over Pitt.
I'm with it. I'm with it.
Anybody thought about that?
How long before Pittsburgh announces that their game has been moved up to Thursday?
Do it.
They won't. They won't. That's not.
You know why they won't, T-Mac? Because they don't have the SEC network. We do.
Oh, how dare you disrespect the ACC network?
Ain't nobody give a damn about Mark Rick on the ACC network. We got the SEC network, and the game will be played on the 2nd. Oh, let me look here. Tennessee is the only SEC school that's playing on that Thursday. The only other big-time program playing on Thursday is Ohio State. But Tennessee will own SEC Network Thursday. So, you want to throw another con in? Well, recruits can't come on Saturday. What recruit want to watch Tennessee play some damn Bowling Green at noon?
Recruits that truly want to be a Vol.
Stop. Stop it.
Half the stadium don't want to be up there at noon on Saturday.
Recruits don't want to go to a noon, not the good ones, go to the noon game. They want to go to the good games because they want to see the atmosphere. Recruits ain't going to a visit to noon game at Bowling Green to start the season. So now for recruiting on a Thursday night, all those recruits can watch you from coast to coast. You have the eyes of the recruits on Thursday night. So please let me know. Please show me where the cons outweigh the pros here. I can't see it.
That's a part of having that constructive, you know, my perceived constructive con, because it sheds light on how it is truly an advantage. Real quick, before I hop up off of here, the individuals in the online space that's complaining, you know, I did say something to the effect of this is a middle finger to West Tennessee. That was satire, okay? This is me trying to joke.
I mean, maybe.
On your point, Swain, they announced this on May 11th, okay? May 11th.
Plan.
If you worked almost 9 months out of the entire year and you haven't accrued one paid time off day, you should reconsider what you're doing for a living.
Exactly.
I mean, hell, even the folks at McDonald's get, you know, some accrued paid time off, you know, in the first 4 months. So if you can't get one accrued PTO day, something wrong.
Something is wrong.
Two, it is what is going to be set up. Tennessee trying to give folks a 5-day weekend because that Monday after it's Labor Day.
Hey.
So, you know, bust down. Lastly, and I want to leave you guys on this question, because we did kind of touch on the Pittsburgh game last year. A coach who did transformative things for both universities, both Tennessee and Pittsburgh, passed away. He passed on. Went to the upper room. And I was wondering if it's a possibility at all that, you know, we give Coach Majors, not just on the Tennessee side, but given the circumstances of both teams, is it a chance that, you know, the game will do something or feature something for Coach Majors? Because I think that would be very, very great, given what happened last year and us not being able to appropriately celebrate his life.
Hey, I'm all for it. I'm all for it, C-Mac, and thank you so much for the phone call. In 2004, remember I told you about 2003, how miserable that game was? It was 137 degrees outside. We were playing Fresno State. It was a noon game. Oh, my gosh. Terrible. The following year, we played on a Sunday, and we wore the Condrick Holloway throwback unis, the white uniforms with the shoulder pads orange. We were honoring the past. You had two true freshman quarterbacks playing. They both played great. We put the stump down on UNLV. Your boy had a long pass. I was running. I ran a go route like Jalen Hyatt. That's right. That's right. Check the tape. Check the stats. Had one catch for. No, that's not that game.
You may have ran the same route, but you did not run it like Jalen Hyatt.
It was just like Jalen Hyatt. Nah, it wasn't that game. I'm just kidding. I had one reception that game, but I made a dude miss.
You was on your Ramel Keaton.
Everybody was eating that game. So I wasn't mad. I wasn't mad publicly. Everybody was eating. Everybody had a good game, man. We beat the brakes off of them, but it was so electric inside Neyland Stadium, man. It's something about night games. It's so much better. And it's the difference between doing a night game in the middle of the season versus an inferior opponent, which who knows which team is the inferior one right now. We don't know. We'll know here in the fall. But, like, it's different than doing a night game in the middle of the season versus at the beginning of the season, the first game of the season, because you have the excitement level of college football starting. It ain't like MAC. It ain't like October the 23rd on a Thursday. It's not Maction. This is the opening weekend.
Yeah.
So it's good enough for Ohio State, but Tennessee shouldn't do it.
The fact of the matter is that this affects everybody differently.
It does.
And it's all personal preference. Like, again, for me, like, I don't have a true con. I mean, for me, I like it because I get to watch football on Saturday. If I lived in Huntsville still and try to attend the season opener, then I probably wouldn't be able to attend the season opener, and I would be mad about it. And so you have that portion of the fan base that are out-of-towners, and because it's on a Thursday night, like, they could no longer come to the game, and that upsets them, and that's perfectly fine. And then I also think that you just have people that are just mad at everything right now as it pertains to Tennessee, and there's not a single decision Tennessee could make right now, and they would be okay with. I think there's a portion of that as well, just because of the apathy that has really set in over the last several years. I think that exists. So the fact of the matter is that it affects everybody differently. We all have our personal preferences with how we take in Tennessee football, with how we take in college football, and this move either affects you in a negative way, or it affects you in a positive way. My parents, they weren't going to come up for the game. They were going to watch the game on TV. What difference to them does it make that it's being moved from noon on a Saturday to 8 p.m. on a Thursday night? They'll just watch it on a Thursday night now instead. It doesn't really affect them. But if they were planning to come to the game, then they'd probably be bummed out about it. So it's just all circumstantial, depending on what you as a fan care about and how you take in Tennessee football games.
You can be personally disappointed that it's inconvenient to you while also understanding the big picture and how it's beneficial for the other you, the university and the program, without spewing venom and making up reasons that are not true. Like, you could do that at the same time. Like, I can come on here and be like, yo, this is really inconvenient to the Swain event. This is really inconvenient. My goodness, Ben may get home at 2 o'clock in the morning, turn around and have to get up at 6 and do the show. I mean, we're going to be really sleepy that Friday. But who cares?
Yep. It's Tennessee football.
Man, it's Tennessee football, baby.
We'll make adjustments. We'll be fine.
We'll sleep after the show.
Yep.
We'll sleep Saturday. We'll sleep later, earlier that Friday, that evening. Like, who cares, man? Like, when you have to make a trip to California for vacation or Hawaii, you know what sucks about that trip? It's the flight. It's terrible. Do you think about how terrible the lag is and how you feel after that long flight? Do you focus on that? Oh man, my head's gonna be hurting. I'm gonna be dizzy, man. I'm gonna be motion sickness. Do you think about that, or do you think about the beach, or you think about the time that you're gonna have when you're there? And you say, well, I'll just endure that little bit of uncomfortable, that little moment of being uncomfortable. I'm gonna sacrifice that for the overall feeling of happiness because I'm gonna be in California or I'm gonna be in Hawaii. Don't think about the long flight. Same thing here, like the feeling of Tennessee on national stage, on the SEC network to start college football season, and Tennessee playing well, and who knows, man, hopefully Tennessee does something cool with the uniforms to honor the past. I don't know. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I hope it would. I hope it will. I hope we do something like that. But and Tennessee plays well and wins, that feeling, for me, trumps the uncomfortable feeling of having to get up in the morning. Like, when Tennessee wins a football game on national TV, primetime, there's only a few feelings that rank high as that. Few feelings.
Well, and here's the good news, and a big-time pro. We won't have to watch Tim Tebow or listen to Tim Tebow on the pregame show.
It's time to take a break while I sip my coffee. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
If you want to get in on the conversation, call the Iris Networks hotline at 865-200-5503. Grow your business with Iris Networks high-speed fiber internet. IrisNetworksUSA.com.
If you're coming to Knoxville and need a place to stay, do yourself a favor and book a room at Hampton Inn Paper Mill, also known as the Hampton on the Hill. This award-winning property is literally in the top 5% of all Hampton Inn properties. The GM, Stephen Lawrence, is a good old local boy who grew up in the business around Knoxville. He and his staff are always available, always willing to help, and will go above and beyond for their guests. The newest Hampton Inn in Knoxville has clean, affordable rooms, flat screens, fridges, and microwaves in every room. Plus, breakfast is included in every rate. Not to mention, there's also a pool and fitness center on site. If it wasn't so close to amazing restaurants, bars, and shopping, you would never want to leave. At only 6 miles from campus, you're still right in where the Big Orange action is. Go to HamptonInn.com, search Knoxville, and book your room at the Hampton Inn Paper Mill or call 865-693-5400.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue is a no-brainer when you are craving the smoky flavor of quality Q. Dead End makes it easy to enjoy their fantastic menu with online ordering from Chow Now for pickup. Or, if you don't feel like leaving the house, then have Dead End Barbecue delivered right to your door by Loco Knoxville or Bite Squad. There is no better restaurant in town to enjoy the madness of March with. Cheer on the Vols and the Lady Vols with the best barbecue around. Check them out online at deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue, the search is over.
When I made the move to my own studio, I was worried about this. I was worried about that. I was worried about, hey, did I get this piece of equipment? Did I get that piece of equipment? Does that sound good? Does that not sound good? One thing I didn't have to worry about, that was Office Furniture, because Office Furniture Outfitters met my furniture needs. With a 50,000 square foot facility, they have East Tennessee's largest selection and are the best value for new and used office furniture. Located in Knoxville, it's easy to find everything you need for your new space, including desks, file cabinets, chairs, conference tables, and more. Office Furniture Outfitters is turnkey. They came to my place, we mapped everything out that was needed, they delivered, and get this, set everything up. To learn more about what Office Furniture Outfitters can do for you, log on to OFONox.com. That's OFONox.com.
More and more Tennessee businesses are switching to Iris Networks for reliable, local, high quality, high speed business fiber internet. Iris provides direct internet access from 10 megs to 10 gigs with no payments for 90 days. Iris also offers next-generation business phones with work-from-anywhere capability from the mobile or laptop app. With local sales, support, and service, Iris is a partner in the community. Learn more at irisnetworkusa.com or call 865-448-IRIS. Iris Networks, a Tennessee business connecting Tennessee businesses. It's a new season, which means it's time to rep your team in new ways with gear from Game Time Sidekicks. Rep the Vols with every sip with a new tie-dye tumbler or bottle. They also have a new NFL Players Association product line, so you can support your favorite VFL on Sundays. Want to put your own flair on a tumbler? Game Time Sidekicks has you covered with options to add your own text or even a monogram on the back of your favorite team tumbler. To check out everything that Game Time Sidekicks has to offer, go to GameTimeSidekicks.com. Carry your team with Game Time Sidekicks.
Good morning, Swain Event family. As you already know, I'm your go-to realtor when you are considering buying, selling, or investing in East Tennessee real estate. But did you know I can help all of you listeners in other parts of the country? No matter where you're listening from, there's a good chance I have several Keller Williams real estate partners in your area. I've developed relationships with realtors I know I can trust to help you with your needs. So give me a call, Jennifer Morris, Keller Williams Realty, 865-257-7897, or email me at jennifermorris865@gmail.com.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
I like your style. You remind me of a young me.
Failure is not an option.
That boy is good.
Don't remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Attaboy. Attaboy is brought to you by Made in Tennessee Business Fiber Internet from Iris Networks. Find business solutions for you at irisnetworksusa.com.
Time for Attaboy here on the Swain Event, highlighting positive stories. 90 days, no payment for business internet. That's what you get with Iris Networks business owners. You can go to their website at irisnetworksusa.com or give them a call at 865-448-4747. All right, Ben, what do you have to share with us today?
Just a short, simple Attaboy. Arkansas baseball held Childhood Cancer Awareness Night. Last night they wore yellow, more of like a mustardy yellow, the cancer emblem yellow. They wore those hats, so instead of the traditional red Arkansas hats that they wear with the white A that they have, they wore yellow hats and honor of Childhood Cancer Awareness, and they allowed 8-year-old Joshua Ortiz to throw out the first pitch, who was battling. Which one did you go for, the cha-ching or the er? they allowed 8-year-old Joshua Ortiz to throw out the first pitch. He's battling leukemia. And it was a cool video that I stumbled upon this morning when I got on Twitter. The SEC Network tweeted it out 11 hours ago, and I gave it a retweet if you want to check it out. Just a really cool moment. So shout out to Arkansas baseball for having a childhood cancer awareness game. Really cool.
My attaboy goes to Russell Westbrook. Two nights ago, he broke Oscar Robertson's triple-double record. Oscar Robertson had 181 triple-doubles in his career as an NBA player. Many thought the record would never be broken. Think about it. I mean, you've had Larry Bird, you've had Magic Johnson, you've had, you know, Julius Irvin, Michael Jordan, the Vince Carters of the world. I'm talking about guys that easily can go get you double figures, but you know, we're athletic to go and get 10 rebounds a game too, and was tall enough to be able to do that. You know, the Kevin Garnett, who was a really good passer out the post. This is a point guard. This is a 6'4 point guard. that now sits on top of NBA history with the most triple doubles in the in NBA history at 182. Russell Westbrook, he gets the attaboy. Hell of an accomplishment for him.
You have any attagirls for Kim Mulkey this morning?
Nah, man. I got one for Nikki Vargas, though, who is now the president of WNBA team.
Las Vegas.
Aces. I think that's what they call.
Yes, they are.
So she gets an attagirl.
For what?
She's the president of the Las Vegas Aces.
I thought she did something.
She was hired.
That happened like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
I mean, it was talked about that she would, you know, step down to LSU and take that job, but it actually happened. So, yeah, she gets an attagirl.
Yeah, I didn't know if she did something new. That's why I was curious. That's why I said, what did she do? Because I thought she did something new.
She signed that contract. That's what she did. I'll forever be grateful and thankful to Nikki Vargas, who allowed, you know, a young girl to be exposed to, you know, pregame when LSU came to town and played against Tennessee. She allowed me and my daughter to be right there at their pregame workout, and she didn't have to do that at all, but it was the Tennessee connection. Tasha Butts was on that staff. Tasha was a senior when I was a freshman, and still have a relationship today, but I always be grateful and thankful for Nikki Vargas allowing us to do that, because she planted that seed in a young girl's mind and heart about basketball, and let her know that girls play this game too, and they play it well. So I'm a big Nikki Vargas fan.
Do you think Kim Mulkey will allow you to do the same? That's why you put her on Attagirl. Now it makes sense.
No, I told you the reason I put her on Attagirl. Don't you go ahead and clear your throat. Why are you trying to throw shade?
That's why you put her on Attagirl. You're trying to get to lay the groundwork so that when she comes to visit Knoxville this upcoming season, she'll extend you that same invite.
Are you trying to give me crap for keeping it real, Ben?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Also, Jennifer Morris, great friend of the show. I think everybody's heard of Miss Jennifer a time or two. She has made the best point on the text box this morning about the whole schedule thing, Tennessee being moved up to Thursday, and the best point that will be made today, the best point that will be made all week and all month. She said that she was just happy that we had a date and time set for the first game, because this time last year, we didn't even know if football would happen. And that is absolutely great perspective. How quickly we forget where we were this time last year, having conversations about whether football season would even take place, and how we would never take football for granted again. Yet here we are, less than a year later, taking football for granted because a game is being moved from Saturday to Thursday. In the grand scheme of things, is it really a huge deal?
I'm looking at the schedule, Ben, and there's only like the whole entire schedule for college football. Week zero, week one. There's only two games that have a time in the entire country. Tennessee and UT Martin and Western Kentucky. Every time is like up in the air. So like you got plenty of time to plan. Now, we counted the games that are going to be played on September the 4th. Well, I counted late last night, and then been counting early this morning. It may be off. Anything counting over 25, it gets a little dicey. We got 64 games. 64 games that we play on Saturday. On September the 4th. So you'd be just in the middle of that, playing at noon, a Jefferson Pilot type of game. There's four games being played on that Friday, September the 3rd. North Carolina's playing Virginia Tech. Old Dominion's playing Wake Forest. St. Francis U at Eastern Michigan. And Northern Colorado at Colorado. So if you are North Carolina, Virginia Tech, guess what? You on Friday night.
And guess who will be watching North Carolina, Virginia Tech that Friday night?
All the recruits. I will.
I will.
Oh, I will. I will.
You know who wouldn't be watching North Carolina, Virginia Tech on Saturday? I would not be watching North Carolina, Virginia Tech Saturday.
No, I wouldn't either.
Nothing against North Carolina or Virginia Tech. I'm actually interested to watch North Carolina this year because of
Ty Chandler.
Sam Howe, maybe future Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback. No, I'm kidding. We won't be picking number one overall, hopefully. North Carolina's an intriguing team, but I'm sorry. I'm not watching them over Clemson, Georgia on Saturday or watching them over Tennessee, whoever, on Saturday. So there is advantages to moving the game from Tennessee's standpoint, their own individual standpoint, not taking others' interests into consideration. And when I say others' interests, I'm referring to local businesses and fans. It is in the football program's best interest to move the game to Thursday. Yes. Now, unfortunately, that does hamper local businesses, which I hate. It does affect whether some fans can make it or not, and I hate that as well. But for the football program's own personal goals and whatever, it is in the best. It's an advantage to them to move the game Thursday.
And honestly, it can really wash out when you speak about local businesses, because instead of getting a hotel room for one night, you might get it for two. And there's some local hotels here that would greatly appreciate your business. You still get, you take Thursday off. You take Thursday and Friday off. Then you can come Thursday and go to Dead End Barbecue. You can still do all those things. Excuse me, you can do all those things. You can make a weekend out of it. The cool thing about Knoxville is, and I remember Vol Nation doing this. Him and his boo went to the mountains. He took Bay to the mountains and made a weekend out of it. You can do that too. Dolly Parton will approve. You going to the mountains with your boo. Hour 2 coming up.